crook all live and flourish. From an otherwise unaccountable association of him with a fiddle, we conclude that he was of French extraction, and his name, Fidèle, he belonged to some female chiefly inhabiting a back parlour whose life appears to have been consumed in sniffing and in wearing a brown beaver bonnet. For her, he would sit up and balance cake upon his nose, and not eat it until 20 had been counted. To the best of our belief, we were once called in to witness this performance, when, unable, even in his milder moments, to endure our presence, he instantly made at us, cake and all. Why a something in mourning called Miss Frost should still connect itself with our preparatory school, we are unable to say. We retain no impression of the beauty of Miss Frost, if she were beautiful, or of the mental fascination of Miss Frost, if she were accomplished. Yet her name and her black dress hold an enduring place in our remembrance. An equally impersonal boy whose name has long since shaped itself on